Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Folks, because the city of New Orleans have had their municipal elections fall in the primary and now in the general election, which will take place on December 3rd, a lot of folks forget that there are other issues in the surrounding parishes. And one of those parishes, Jefferson Parish, on December 11th, there are two tax millages on the ballot. And here to talk with us about it is Cynthia Lee Shang, the president of Jefferson Parish. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, Noel.
So, Cynthia, a lot of focus on the city and the municipal elections, not as much out here in Jefferson Parish, but these are two important millages that are on the ballot.
They're very important, and they're not new taxes. These are renewals. They've been in place since probably right after about 2005, I think, after Katrina. So these are not new taxes, but you know, without a big election in Jefferson Parish with candidates running and political signs up, people, you know, this could be a really sleepy election for us. And so we're just trying to get the word out that there is an important election in Jefferson Parish for these two renewals.
So tell us about the two millages.
Okay, so the first one is a one mill that all Jefferson Parish voters will be voting on, and that's split between court and judicial service fund and then a community and park and cultural service fund. And then the other mill is a 2.5 mill that is put into paid for by if you live in unincorporated Jefferson Parish, meaning you don't live in one of our six municipalities and the town of Jean Lafitte. So unincorporated in Jean Lafitte. And that gets split up into four different pots: criminal justice, cultural and parks, business development, and senior services. And that's kind of, Noel, the complicated thing about these millages as well is like when we go out for drainage or water, you know exactly what it is. You have an understanding of what it pays for. This, I guess, that the thought process was we had all these programs, and one mill is a lot of money. So all these programs that we wanted to fund back then, to put them together on this election, it really funds a lot of services across the board, whether you're use our recreational facilities, public safety, 30% of our prosecutors, you know, in the criminal justice system get paid with this money. Lafayette Park, Park Day for Me, Bucktown, it's Tot Lots. And then the senior services, we have a lot of seniors that get Meals on Wheels or come to senior program when we do transportation and cultural events from them, as well as business development is in there too when we want to try to sweeten the pot and lure a national business here and compete with other cities around the South. We're able to do that with some of this money too. So it's a little bit of a lot of services, and that's why it's very important to us.
So let's talk about public safety for a second. That's top of mind for a lot of folks. A lot of people don't realize that, for instance, that the sheriff is the keeper of the jail, but all of the expenses of the operation of a jail, other than salaries of the deputies, are borne by the parish governing authority, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're different from New Orleans. I mean, sometimes we'll get law enforcement issues and we'll be contacted. I mean, that even that the sheriff is separately elected in Jefferson Parish does not come under, you know, it's kind of different from Orleans Parish, which, you know, you hear about. So it's a completely different system. This millage will fund, you know, $4.5 million toward, you know, public safety on both of these millages together. So it really is to maintain and operate, you know, help operate the criminal justice system. And as I mentioned, you know, even so much as salaries for prosecutors are paid out of this funding source. So, you know, and also,
yeah, so for example, prosecutors, for the benefit of the audience, mm-hmm. prosecutor, the cost is split between the state and the parish, right?
Yeah. And we handle a lot of the financing for a lot of these state funded programs and as well as the criminal justice system. I mean, obviously they're different programs, but you know, like you said, we manage some of the facilities or some of the funding that they kind of runs through us as a parish, even though, you know, it's a separate system. kind of a hybrid.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry, but go ahead. You're going to make another point.
No, at the same time, I want to make sure everybody understands Grand Isle also has some things on this election, a road lighting and ambulance, as well as West Wego has park lighting and police and fire millages. So those are municipalities within Jefferson Parish that their citizens are also able to vote for on December 11th.
Yeah. And I think the ambulance, there's an ambulance service district number 2. Is that for the ambulance service on the West Bank?
In Grand Isle. Grand Isle ambulance is 20 mils.
Oh, Grand Isle.
And Grand
okay.
Isle
yeah.
road lighting is 5.46 mils. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
Quite
exactly.
a few measures
yeah,
on
I was
here
looking...
for us.
Yeah. Obviously, you want to get the information out that the polls are open on Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Any changes as we still deal with this pandemic?
No, some of the early voting, you know, early voting was kind of low. Some of the early voting in Lafitte and Grand Isle had to be reduced to one day. I will say that, you know, again, these are not new taxes. They're renewals. They'll start in 2025. We're going out early on this. So we have a few bites at the apple because this one's, you know, kind of a little bit more not as a direct, very important, but like I said, the wording is, it's just got a lot of services. We generally call it like quality of life and public safety villages. But just for an instance, if you have a $200,000 house and you live in one of the municipalities, it's only $12 a year. And if you live in an unincorporated house or in the town of Jean Lafitte, it's only $43 a year to support all of these services. So not a lot of money.
And just to go through it. $4.5 million to public safety, $3.2 million to parks and culture, which is Lafreniere Park, Parc des Familles, the Bucktown Marina, Jefferson Performing Arts, recreational trails, and the tot lots that you guys
exactly.
maintain. Senior services, $1.4 million. 6 senior centers that do a lot of great work, a lot of great volunteers too. Meals on Wheels, mm-hmm. transportation, computer arts, dance, day trails, Senior Olympics. We've always been part of that. Your dad was a big part of that, too. Senior Expo.
That's fun.
Business development, $1.4 million. Some of the success stories, Sleep Number, U.S. Food, Lowe's, Stewart Enterprises, and other businesses, Film Incentive. So as you say, it's kind of a hodgepodge. And, you know, it's funny, as long as I was around, I didn't realize that we had these millages for the kind of general purpose like that.
Yeah, this is a different kind of millage, definitely. I mean, I really, you know, sometimes you just kind of take these things for granted, and then when it comes up, even for me, I'm like, wow, this is where, you know, you pull from funding, and you don't always ask, you know the pot of money is there, and you ask for the balance, but you don't know how it started, you know, whether it's sales tax or property tax or fines or fees or any of that. And so, but this one's important, and again, if you're a senior, if you have children and go to our recreational facilities, if you like, you know, culture in terms of Jefferson Performing Arts Society, you'll want to make sure you go out and vote on December 11th to make sure these services continue to be funded.
They don't go into place until 2025. It's a renewal, not a new tax, and it does have a 10-year sunset. Again, I think that's what it was this time, right?
Yes, exactly. That's most of our millages are 10 years. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cynthia, update, if you don't mind, a little status as to Lafitte and Grand Isle.
Yeah, so Lafitte and Grand Isle, we continue to work with the state. I actually just had a great meeting with GOSEP and, you know, FEMA on getting the trailers out. So there are two different programs. I mean, we just have people, you know, we're such a diverse parish, Newell. Like, if you didn't have any damage from Ida, you feel like life's normal, you're ready to get back to your routine. We have a large group of people like that, but we still have people that are maybe in tents or living out of their cars. So it's been very, very busy couple of months, kind of living in two worlds for us, right? So the water system in Grand Isle, we're now on our own system. We're trying to get that. We still have a boil water advisory and a no drink order, but we're trying to work very diligently at putting back those systems. Entergy is doing a transmission line from Lafourche Parish underground. So all of the systems that are having to be completely replaced in Grand Isle are happening. And then it's the same as Lafitte, you know, the gas getting turned on if your property can take it. And now we're turning ourselves to like a longer term look because, you know, I remember after Katrina seeing houses years later, you know, still standing that we're not livable. And so this is really going to hold us back in terms of the growth that we're going to have in the future, is if we can't get these properties demolished that need to be demolished, especially if you're, you know, the person did not have insurance. So we're working with FEMA. We want to make sure everybody understands that there's a private property demolition number to call, 888-699-1002. If you don't have insurance and you're interested in getting your property demolished, please call that number, and we're going to try to coordinate a FEMA program, hopefully get that approved, and then you can apply for that. So a lot going on, meetings with FEMA, you know, and Ghost Up looking at how to remove debris from waterways. It's just a tremendous amount. And then the good thing, too, that everybody's excited about is we started back recycling this week. So I know many people were holding their recyclable materials. Time to put that back out on the street on your regular recycle day.
Yep. You know, I know you ride around the parish a lot. I do as well. Are you as equally amazed as I am as to how many blue tarps are still out there?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a lot of, first of all, I actually, you know, they put up a lot of blue tarps on the FEMA program. They certainly did. But I think, you know, it's just these outstanding insurance issues that people are having. Many of them having to go through the public adjuster route. You know, they're not satisfied with what the insurance company, you know, so I think it's just a lot of issues. Or maybe you got your blue tarp on from FEMA, you didn't have insurance. That's certainly the case in some areas. So I think a lot of different things are causing that.
You just kind of feel for people. You know, we're into Christmas season now, and just so many of our fellow residents going to have a tough season this year.
It is, Noel, and we, you know, storm season, I mean, we just got out of it, but all of this has got to be fixed before next storm season rolls around, right? And especially the debris and things like that are going to be very dangerous in high winds. So we are kind of on the clock for a lot of these things, and the pressure is there for us.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thank you, Noel. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All righty. Cynthia Lee Shang, president of Jefferson Parish. Couple of millage proposals, very important. A long list of items to be funded: public safety, parks and culture, senior services, business development. Don't forget to get out and vote. The polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday, December the 11th. We'll be right back, folks. Want to hear from you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. This is Newell on WWO.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.